All right, so now we're continuing with a much grander pop quiz. And the second Shavuos from Daf Beis all the way to Daf Nun. And now we're in laps 5 and 6. So beginning lap 5 with question 85. Which daf do we discuss insulating and sitting on hides on Shlachim on Shabbos? That's on Daf Memtes. Good. Number 86. Which daf do we discuss placing food on Akira? That's on Daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number 87. Which daf do we discuss the difference between stuffing old versus new pillows? That's on Daf Memches. Great. Number 88. Which daf do we discuss which materials are Makabel Tuma? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 89. Which daf do we learn that night garments are exempt from the mitzvah tzitzis? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 90. Which daf do we discuss the tachash? That's on Daf Chav Ches. Good. Number 91. Which daf do we learn about the six shofar blasts Erev Shabbos? That's on Daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number 92. Which daf do we discuss laundering clothes on Shabbos and difference between white and colored clothes? That's on Daf Yod Tes. Good. Number 93. Which daf do we discuss whether on Nisim should be included in benching on Hanukkah? That's on Daf Chavdalet. Good. Number 94. Which daf do we learn about Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his son coming out of the cave? That's on Daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 95. Which daf do we learn about that Netilas Yadayim was instituted three different times? That's on Daf Yadalet. Good. Number 96. Which daf do we learn about the importance of treating sons equally? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 97. Which daf do we learn the pshat in Habor Reik Ein Bo Mayim? That's on Daf Chabez. Good. Number 98. Which daf do we learn about Hananya Bechizkiyahu and that he was the one who was able to resolve contradictions between Sefer Yechezkel and the Torah? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 99. Which daf do we learn about how to release branches from their muksa status? That's on Daf Nun. Good. Question 100. Which daf do we discuss verbally designating a bed to store money? That's on Daf Memdod. Good. Number 101. Which daf do we learn about the prohibited activities before Mincha? That's on Daf Tes. Good. 102. Which daf do we discuss punishments for Nivol Peh? That's on Daf Lamed Gimel. Good. 103. Which daf do we learn about lighting a fire in the base of Mokad Erev Shabbos? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. 104. Which daf do we learn about one who's careful in tzitzis will eventually merit 2,800 servants? That's on Daf Lamed Beis. Good. And finishing up lap number 5 with question 105. What do we learn about the importance of washing to give honor to Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's on Daf Nun. Good. Now we begin lap number 6 with question 106. Which daf do we learn about Yad Saletis Bo? That's on Daf Mem. Good. Number 107. Which daf do we learn about the three sins that are related to childbirth? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Good. 108. Which daf do we discuss whether Bechor that developed a mum on Yantiv is considered Muksa? That's on Daf Memvav. Good. 109. Which daf do we discuss tumbling a bundle of reeds one end over the next end in Rosh Hashanah Rabbin that one would be pater for Hotzah? That's on Daf Ches. Good. 110. Which daf do we learn why one is liable for a chatas for opening up a neck opening in a garment? That's on Daf Memches. Good. 111. Which daf do we discuss putting spices into a klisheni? That's okay because a klisheni ain't a mevashal. That's on Daf Membeis. Good. Number 112. Where do we learn that Akira requires intent? That's on Daf Hey. Good. 113. Which daf do we discuss when is Bein HaShmashos? That's on Daf Lamed Dalet. Good. 114. Which daf do we learn how David HaMelech died on Shabbos? That's on Daf Lamed, good. And number 115, which stuff do you know about how David HaMelech was forgiven by Kodesh Baruch Hu publicly? Hashem showed that publicly. That's on Duff. Lamed, good. 116. Which stuff do we learn that a 10 tafak post in Rosh Hashanah Yachid should not be used to put things on? That's on Duff. Test, good. 117. Which stuff do we learn about roasting or baking Erev Shabbos? That's on Duff. Your test, good. Number 118. Which stuff do you learn that glassware is considered like a kli cheres mid rabbanan because it comes from sand? That's on Duff. Tezvav, good. 119. Which stuff do we have the question, Ezu hu asher, who is wealthy? That's on Duff. Cafe, good. 120. Which stuff do we have three cases of lamps? That's on Duff. Chavtez, good. Question 121. Which stuff are you going about unsinged wick cloths? That's on Duff. Chavtez, good. 122. Which stuff do you have the question whether one can stand in a karmelis and drink in another rishus? That's on Duff. Yud Olaf, good. 123. Which stuff do we discuss the starting points of activities that if one began them before mincha, one can continue? That's on Duff. Test, good. 124. Which stuff do you learn about wearing tefillin late Erev Shabbos? That's on Duff. Yud Beis, good. 125. Which stuff do you learn the reason why there are goes that old tumah reverts in metalware? That's on Duff. Test Zion, great. And finishing up lap number 6 with question 126. Which stuff did we learn how Hillel dealt with converts? That's on Duff. Lamed Aleph. Excellent. Then we'll finish up with lap number 7 in the following session.